Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. A Thursday edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. It's Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, and Max Power bringing you the show today. 869-1240, the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. And what a day in bloody England.
What's going on over there?
Well, just a bloody is right. Awful.
David Duvall shot a 91. Let's just get that.
Well, it's not what David Duvall did. It's what my guy Rory McIlroy did. Plus eight, started off. I mean, it's just, you couldn't ask for a worse beginning.
Sorry.
Tiger plus seven.
Rory McIlroy just doesn't have it anymore.
What do you mean? He just won.
Yeah, some podunk tournament out east. I don't even know what that means.
You don't know what you're talking about,
Jeff.
But
he didn't win a tournament.
Please don't talk about golf.
He didn't win a tournament.
Let me handle it.
What did he win, the Irish Open or something like that?
He won the Canadian Open.
Even worse.
So now that was a great field.
Good. He can show up for the Canadian Open. Rory McIlroy.
I like Rory. My golfers that I picked yesterday are combined 16 over today. That's just awful.
Yikes.
Duda's are plus 10. Yours are plus 6. Nobody was great.
Well, it's the British Open. They're all going to be over
it's
par.
It's just the Open. Again, please know what
you're... I don't call it the Open. It's the British
it's
Open.
It's the Open. That's the official name of the tournament. The Open Championship.
No one knows what that means.
Fascinating to watch. I like watching Lynx golf. My goodness. Your leaders after the first round, J.B. Holmes at 5-under, Shane Lowry at 4-under, and then a bunch of guys at 3-under, including Brooks Koepka, Sergio Garcia, Lee Westwood, who yesterday Duda said keep an eye on him, but did he pick him? No.
Who blew up for Duda because he had he has Finau.
Leishman was 7-over. Adam Scott was 7-over. So he had two horrible golfers, and I did too. And you didn't have anybody completely blow up.
I've got some good players, although my guy Graham McDowell kind of blew up at the end. He went from minus 3 to plus 3.
But just not a pleasant day over there. The leaderboard is full of names that you wouldn't predict, and there's some that you would.
What about my guy Eric Van Rooyen?
One under. Deal. And you don't even know his name. Ruyen.
Eric Van Rooyen.
Ruyen.
You don't know how to pronounce it.
I heard it. I heard him talking about him today.
In South Ruyen. Africa isn't ooh.
Let's get to the Ruyen. Phones. Let's see what we have. Damien.
Really?
Go, hello? Damien.
Hey, what's up? Hey, I got two things. And it's going to be real quick. I don't want you to interrupt me, all right? For one, I don't appreciate how you told me I live in my mom's basement yesterday. I have a house. I have a job. I don't need that. Also, Jeff, listen, I like Tyreek Hill on the team. I like watching him. I don't appreciate his women, but I don't really care. And also, I'm done listening to your punk-ass show.
Did you understand a word he said?
Yeah, I understood all of it.
What? Give me the Webster's Dictionary version.
You mean the Reader's Digest version?
No, the Webster's, because I didn't even understand the words.
The first thing he said is he didn't appreciate you saying that he lives in his mom's basement.
Where does he live?
He has a house and a job, and he didn't like that. Two, he likes Tyreek Hill being on the team. He doesn't appreciate that he hits women, but he doesn't care. Three, he's done listening to our punk-ass show.
There you go. Andrew's next. Hello, Andrew.
Well, okay.
I'm glad I didn't understand it.
Well, I heard it from the first time he said it. I was like, well, you already know I always listen to your show. But, well, I guess it's going to go from kind of a interesting first call to an emotional first call. I get emotional today, all right?
Uh-oh.
So today is the last day of Patriots baseball this season. Well, unless we make it to the playoffs somehow. We still have a chance, but it's a very, very slight chance. If we make it, you never know. But this is the last regular season game, and I just want to thank you and Jeff for giving me the drive and the interest into sports a lot and starting to, like, talk about baseball and letting me hear you guys talk about baseball and helping me broadcast and just kind of giving me the little nudge that I needed.
Well, we're proud of you, and it sounds like you had a wonderful summer. And now you can focus on, if it doesn't happen for the Patriots, now you can focus on getting down to Arc City, getting ready to go with the Cali.
Yep, and I might have one more thing up my sleeve, but I'm not going to say it yet because I don't know if it's official. So I might do one more thing,
well,
which is kind of exciting for me.
If it happens, please break that news here, would you, Andrew?
Of course. You already knew that.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
There goes Andrew doing his final Mulvane Patriots game tonight, potentially.
Can we revisit Damian or no?
I don't think. Why would we need to?
Well, how do you feel about literally making the guy leave the show?
Well, listen, what do you want me to say to that?
I don't know.
If the guy can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen.
That's right.
Provided he has his own kitchen, which I'm still not sure.
That was the Webster's Dictionary version.
Why would a guy be upset about things?
I don't know.
Because I said he lived in his mom's basement?
Well, you said there was a group of them that live in some mother's basement who call the show in the first segment.
Does anybody appreciate humor anymore?
I don't know. Not Damian. Damian does not seem like a well-humored man. I don't think I'd want to meet up with Damian.
Why?
After having...
I'd make the guy laugh.
No, you wouldn't. I don't think Damian's ever laughed.
We'd end up having a beer.
And he's not listening, so we can say anything we want.
Listen, the guy apparently has dropped the show, and we hope that others don't follow suit. Certainly nobody wants their show to cease being listened to by anybody.
Of course not.
We appreciate all of our callers and listeners. But if you think I'm not going to have a little fun with you, you're barking up the wrong tree, folks.
Damian, I think, could have presented himself better on this show over the... months.
Will Damian be missed as a caller?
Maybe.
869-1240. Do we go there?
I want our regulars to stay.
Damian's a regular.
I know. I want all of our regulars to stay with us.
Well, how
us.
Do we get him back? Do I need to apologize for the joke about him and maybe others living in the basement of a mother?
I don't think so. But Jonathan just called for the first time yesterday. Ryan doesn't call us anymore. He calls the other show.
So you're saying that perhaps we've put off people.
Chuck doesn't call very much anymore, though he sent me a letter, and I appreciate
it. He sent you a letter?
He did.
In the mail?
Yeah, it's right there. It's literally right there.
Wow.
Nice.
So you're I feel like you're pointing the finger at me
and
saying...
I don't think so. I'm looking...
You need to be a little less bombastic.
I'm looking inward. What have we done? What have
I done? No, you're not saying... You're not looking inward.
No,
You've never done that.
Oh, please.
You're looking
That's
right at me.
That's all I ever do.
If people want me to tone it down, and there's an overwhelming majority that do, if they say that, if I start to get that message, then by God, I'll tone it down. You know what I'll do.
If we hear from Chuck, Jonathan, and Max in this first segment... The guys
I don't
who,
care who we hear from.
I know, but I'd like to hear from
people
those.
May not be listening to the show.
Dennis, I know, listens. I'd like to hear from him again.
Listen, we had a caller, Damian, tell us today he's not listening to our VV show.
Punk ass.
Let's get to Robert. Hello, Robert.
Hello, Damian, and he does not live in his mom's basement because she lives in a camper behind a truck stop. So.
Hey now, Robert.
Guys are good.
That's not going to gain us listeners. Thank you. That doesn't help the situation,
yeah,
does
Robert
it?
Robert felt he needed
But it was
to stand
funny.
Up. He stood up for us.
I like funny. And if people can't take
but
it.
But was it funny?
I thought Robert was pretty funny.
What if Damian's mother has some sort of affliction and now we're taking shots?
Listen, the mother is a fictional character in this scenario. It's not even a real thing.
I know, but I don't want someone to call up and say, hey, your mom, yada, yada.
You live in your mom's basement?
That wouldn't sit well with me.
Let's see what Mike has as we try to figure out how to move forward. We're very overreactionary here. Everybody knows that. One caller who says he's not going to listen to the show might as well be 1,000.
Yeah,
in my world.
Feels like it.
Mike, you're next.
Hey, Bob and Jeff. Hey, this is Mike. Hey, I don't know how much you guys get paid to do this show, but I guarantee you, you don't get paid enough. No matter what kind of day I have, I'll listen to you. You're like a psychiatrist to me. I can listen to you for 2 hours rather than spend an hour and $150 to see a psychiatrist.
Mike,
good work.
Hey, here's what I got from your call, Mike. Compared to your world, ours is worse.
That's kind of where I was going.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it.
He kind of learns what
not
to do.
So what Mike just told us is if he wants to feel better about himself, he just listens to us.
Well, you could take it that way. But it was still
We appreciate it.
It may have been a backhanded compliment, but there was a compliment.
No, Mike was enthusiastic about listening to the show. And we appreciate it. We want passionate people. Either they're with us, or if you're against us, we want that passion too.
Yes, just let us know.
I don't mind if you tune in the show to hate me.
But don't you a little?
Jeff, I'm used to it. You're not.
Of course I am.
Nobody cares about, no offense, but nobody's walking around going, that Jeff. I'd like to punch him in the nose.
A time or two.
Who said that to
Nobody.
You?
Nobody. You want to know what I did today? No, you don't. I'm not going to.
What?
Well, it's...
Get to it and stop with all the beating around the bush. And just tell me what you did and we'll move on.
I messaged Barleycorns and I asked if I could introduce Jason Eady.
That's so sad. It really is.
I don't care.
You're a grown man.
What are you going to do?
I don't know, but it's ridiculous. And I hope they didn't get back to you.
Of course they did.
What'd they say?
Barleycorns and I, he said, I am fine with you introducing him to the stage if he is, which I'm sure won't be a problem.
This gets weirder and weirder.
Why?
I don't know. It's just, if I didn't know you, now I know you're not like weird, but if I didn't know you, I'd think, what is a
Why shouldn't I introduce him?
I don't know. It's bizarre. I don't know. Maybe it's fine that you introduce him. I'm going to need to get my wife's thought on it.
They introduced him in Colorado in Steamboat Springs, and it was just this guy up there. Next Sunday, we'll have Rick Martino. And I don't want – no. Jason Eady deserves some reverence, so I'm going to give it to him.
Well, listen, a part of me applauds you. A part of me wants to run to the hills.
I get it. But why not? This is who I am at this stage of life. Might as well.
It's always been who you
might
are.
Might as well embrace it.
When you're 60, are you going to be like this?
Probably.
Billy Eady, Jason's son, I want to introduce him.
Nah, Jason doesn't have any sons.
Well, he might by then. And how do you know that?
What do you mean? He has one daughter.
Oh, my God. Don't tell me you know her name.
Well, he introduced her at the last show. What?
Just don't.
Okay, I don't know her name.
Don't tell me you know where he lives.
This is like out there. Why would I not know where he lives?
You don't know what kind of car he drives, do you?
Here's what I know.
Oh, my God.
His tour van, the first three letters of it are KFH.
Scary.
Texas license plate.
Michael, hello, you're on the drive. Michael. No Michael.
Uh-oh. I hope Michael's okay.
Hope he calls back. 869-1240. That's the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. Shocker's men's basketball schedule released today. Home and road. Gardner-Webb. Blah. They're supposed to be pretty good, though. Oklahoma at Intrust Bank Arena. We've seen that. I'm ready for some thinking outside the box at Intrust Bank Arena.
Like what?
Something different.
Okay.
Not
a regional
Villanova.
Opponent. Villanova? I don't think
Florida.
They're coming in.
Texas. Yeah, USC. Okay. Some get out of this region for once.
Well,
that's just me. Am I not going to say it?
Oklahoma's a good
VCU,
opponent.
Abilene Christian, Ole Miss. Then you got Omaha, and this is November. Omaha, Texas Southern, UT Martin, Oral Roberts, Central Arkansas. None of those do anything for me. But the other games are okay.
A lot of home games.
They go to Oklahoma State, and they play in the Cancun Challenge against South Carolina and either Northern Iowa or West Virginia. And if it is West Virginia, we'll get Bob Huggins on this show.
Please let it be West Virginia.
And we'll see what you do with Bob Huggins on this show.
I can't wait.
You will clam up.
How will I clam up?
Oh, my God.
I'll have to speak up, Bob.
You'll say that.
Yeah, I will.
You're really going to the... No, and I answer this honestly. Without me prodding you or saying, you know, hey, Bob, Jeff does a great impersonation of you. Would you like to hear it? Will you talk in the Bob Huggins voice?
No, but it will be fun if I get the opportunity.
Here's Michael. Hey, Michael.
Yeah, you guys are a lot of fun. I listen to you almost every day.
We appreciate it, Michael.
Yeah, well, it's not always fun. It's sort of like listening to my kids talk to me. You know, they don't make sense.
And you're talking about Bob there.
We went from being a lot of fun to now not making sense. Thank you, Michael.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Ron Baker might make it to the Nets this year.
He's either going to – it sounds like he's potentially has an opportunity with the Nets or to play overseas with one of the top European teams.
Yeah, that's true, but I don't know. I'd rather we be with the Nets. So one thing you said yesterday, Bob, you know more about baseball players than I've ever heard anybody.
Thank you, Michael.
You said Pete Rose wasn't a switch hitter.
No, I said he was a switch hitter.
Oh, he was?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He didn't have 200 homers or whatever the number was.
No, but he was like second in the switch hitter thing. Anyway, I went on vacation for a couple of weeks.
We missed you too, Michael. I didn't mean to leave you out of
just
our
quit interrupting.
In memoriam list.
Go ahead, Michael. I'm sorry.
I was on vacation for a couple of weeks, so I took some time off and from Wichita, so I went to Derby.
Thank you, Michael.
That's a fun vacation.
Hey, nothing wrong with Derby, okay?
You've gone there on many.
We're not here to knock Derby. Here are our first-round matchups today in the World Series of Faceoff. And at 5 o'clock, we'll talk to Reed Forgrave from CBSSports.com, NBA writer. I can't wait to talk to him about what's transformed in the NBA since we last visited. At 4:25, Dan Barber, the number one seed in the D bracket, takes on Eric Argenbright. At 4:45, Joel Ramos and Pastor Mike. At 5:25 today, Jason Trower, the 3 seed, and Robert Klinkerman. And then our final first-round match is Pat Pass, the 2 seed, and Tom Friedman, the 2nd. We will take a day off tomorrow from the World Series of Faceoff. Jason Duda will be in for the 3-man booth. And then second-round matches Monday and Tuesday of next week before we move out to Side Pockets next Wednesday for the quarterfinals and Thursday for the semifinals and finals in the World Series of Faceoff. I think we have some good categories today. I think it's been a good tournament so far.
I think so.
I went to talk to a group of Farm Bureau insurance folks this afternoon, and they wanted an impromptu World Series of Faceoff game, so I gave them one.
What was the category?
Top 10 career hits leaders for the Royals.
Okay.
Made it simple, straightforward.
How'd they do?
I think it was I think it was 4-2.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Proud of the youngsters.
Who could you name for the Royals?
George Brett.
Correct. Keep going.
Frank White.
Correct.
Willie Wilson.
Correct.
Hal McRae.
Correct.
Alex Gordon.
Correct.
Amos Otis.
I think that's correct.
Mike Sweeney.
Correct. Can you get it? Can you get the other three?
That's going to be tough. I don't know if I George Orta.
No, you blew it. Here they are in order: Brett White, Otis, Wilson, McCray, Gordon, Sweeney, Butler, Escobar, and Hosmer. So you guessed one that was wrong.
Who?
I don't remember who
I
you
got. The first seven.
Yeah, but you didn't get Sweeney, Butler, Escobar, or Hosmer.
I did say Sweeney.
Well, you missed Butler, Escobar, and Hosmer.
Yes.
So there you go. Let's take a break, Max. When we return, World Series of Face-Off. Plus, it's Led Zeppelin week for the music here on The Drive. Can't wait for that either. Back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.